Today's scripture reading is in the book of 1 John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4.
新约圣经约翰一书一章第一节到第四节。
This is the New Testament, 1 John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4.
第一章第一节这样说，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们听见所亲眼见看见过亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远生命传给你们。我们将所看见所听见传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交，我们将这些话写给你们，使你们得喜乐充足。我们把下面时间交给徐牧师。
Let's now give our time to Pastor Xu. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我想先问大家一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
有多少人知道什么是 Facebook?
How many people know about Facebook?
或你至少听过，举个手。
Oh, you heard about it. Can you raise your hand?
Okay. 有多少人已经有 Facebook? 再举个手。
How many people are in Facebook?
如果你对 Facebook 还不熟悉，它是一个让人可以在网路上建立一个个社交圈的服务网站。
If you're not familiar with Facebook, it is actually a social network online, so that you can establish your own social network.
是2004年一个叫 Mark Zuckerberg 的学生在哈佛大学读书的时候创办的。
And this is, was established in 2004 by a person who is called Mark Zuckerberg, and when he was still a student at Harvard University.
他的想法是每个人在生活当中都有一群一群的朋友，有一个一个的社交圈。
So he was thinking that, well, everybody has his own friend, social circle, and then they have their own friend groups.
他就创建一个免费的网站。
So then he's gonna start a free website.
让每个人有可以自己决定要邀请谁做他的朋友，加入他的社交圈。
So that everyone can decide who he wants to be friends with, who he wants to invite to be his friend.
这会员们可以赋予他的朋友们不同等级的权利。
And the members can give different levels of privileges to his friends.
比如说他在网上放了一些某一方面新的个人资讯的时候，某一个等级的朋友可以被立即通知。
So then whenever he put up certain things, you know, personal things on his Facebook account, and only a certain level of friend with privileges can see that.
有些朋友的等级不够，就未必看得到。
So if your privilege is not high enough, your level is not high enough, then you can't see that.
真的就好像是决定于，哎呀，彼此交情到什么程度。
So then, however much you can see depends on how close you are to this person.
所以我的两个女儿啊，有的时候两个闹矛盾的时候，那个姐姐就会把妹妹的等级给她降一降。
So then, for my two daughters, you know, when they are in fight, then one of them will just lower the other's level of privilege so that the other can see whatever she's writing.
这个 Facebook 刚创办的时候只限于哈佛大学校内的学生。
So when Facebook was first started, it was only for the students at Harvard University.
但是一成立就大受欢迎。
But it was so popular.
不到两个月就扩展到常春藤所有学校以及几个名校。
So within 2 months, it is already open to all the Ivy League schools and some other associated schools.
再没多久又迅速扩展到全美几百间大学。
And not for too long, it was already extended to all the most universities in the U.S.
后来又扩展到世界各大学，又放宽到高中生。
And then it was extended to all the universities in the world, and then it was open to high school students.
现在只要13岁以上就可以加入。
Now as long as you are older than, you are above 13, then you can have an account.
到去年暑假 ,Facebook 的人数已经到了5亿，现在已经到6亿。
Last summer, the people in Facebook is already more than 500 million, and for this year, it's already over 600 million.
早已经是全世界最大的社交群体网站，而且人数还在迅速的增加。
So this is the biggest social network online in the world and is still fast growing.
好几年前我还负责牧养我们教会英文堂的时候，那些讲英文的大学生就多次怂恿我，要我也有个 Facebook。
So a few years ago when I was still in the student ministry with the English congregation, some of the students there are actually trying to talk me into having a Facebook account.
不过我自己认真考虑多方面的因素之后，至今仍然没有 Facebook.
But then I thought about many things, and then I decided actually still not to have a Facebook account.
我并不反对别人使用 Facebook.
And I actually do not, am not saying that you shouldn't have a Facebook account.
比如说我们的翻译就有。
For example, the translator has one.
因为妥善使用它真的是非常方便。
Because you can use it well, it's very convenient.
我想借着 Facebook 迅速的成长这个现象，邀请大家一起深思。
However, I would like to invite all of us to think with me about why Facebook is growing so fast.
在我们的人生当中，有哪些关系是最最重要的？
We want to reflect upon the relationships in our lives and think about what relationships are the most important?
有哪些关系是我们最应该花时间来与对方深入的交往？
What relationships are worth our time and effort to get to know each other more and more deeply?
网络发达的一大好处是让我们能够更加方便的与更大范围的众多朋友交往。
Becoming more popular, and one of those advantages is that we can be more effectively reach more people.
但是一个可能的负面影响是它让我们越来越忽略一些更加重要的关系。
However, one problem with that was that then we actually become more and more ignorant of other relationships that's actually more important.
我的大女儿前不久跟我说，她在 Facebook 上的朋友已经超过几千人。
My elder daughter told me that she has several thousand friends on Facebook.
我说，哎呀，只不知道这当中有多少位算是真的朋友。
But I asked her, how many among those are actually your real friends?
我跟她讲这个话是跟她开玩笑。
I was half joking when I talked to her.
没想到她很诚恳地回答说，
But however,
你说的对，当中的真朋友不多。
She sincerely replied to me, and she said that you're right, Father. Actually, I don't really have a lot of true friends on Facebook.
她甚至还同意，她的真心朋友还没有我这个不用 Facebook 的人多。
And she even agreed that her real friends on Facebook is not as many as me, who actually do not have a Facebook account.
我想大家都会同意，有几个交情深又与你有益的好朋友。会远远胜过有一大堆泛泛之交的朋友。
So I think we all will agree that it's more important to have a few good and real friends than have a lot of acquaintances.
有没有想过有哪几个朋友是特别重要，好好深交会对你整个一生有重大影响？
Have you ever thought of what are the friends that you have that are worth your time and effort to know each other better, so then this friend will have a positive and crucial impact in your life.
使徒约翰写约翰一书的一大目的就是要帮助更多的人来得着关乎我们人生最最重要的一个关系。
Apostle Paul, when he wrote 1 John, one of the purposes is to help us to know how to establish a very important relationship and have it more seriously.
在这封信的一开始，也就是第一章一到四节，约翰就把他这方面的心意讲了出来。
So in the beginning of this letter, which is in the first chapter, verses 1-4, John, he wrote about why he wrote this letter.
我从这四节归纳出三个重点。
So for the four verses, I have three points.
第一个重点，他是要人认识他。
So the first point is for us to know him.
那这个他是谁呢？
Who is this him?
约翰在这里称他是生命之道。
And John over here he says this is the word of life.
我需要先解释一下道这个字。
So I'm going to explain this word, word.
约翰用希腊文写这封信的时候，这边用的希腊字是 logos。
So when John wrote this letter in Greek, he used this Greek word, logos.
这个中文翻作道或者英文翻作 word 都翻得很好。
So Chinese translation is Dao, and English translation is word. These are good translations.
只是我们要知道这个字的意思很丰富。
But we have to know there's actually a very rich meaning to this word.
指的并不是一般写字的字。
So it's not talking about just the word that we write.
不是道理哲学。
And it's not the explanation is not the philosophy.
也不是道路方法。
And this is not the way or this is not method.
而是指的阐释、表达、显明。
And this means explanation, expression, to show.
我们常说的逻辑 logic, 它的字根就是 logos.
When we say the word logic, the root of this word is logos.
我们大家的各个专业啊 ，biology、psychology、zoology 那些 logic 的字根就是 logos。
So all these studies, in biology, psychology, zoology, all these logic, the root of these words are logos.
约翰福音第一章说，道成了肉身来住在我们中间。
In the book of John, chapter 1, it says the word become flesh.And to come into this world.
又说从来没有人看见神，唯有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
It also says that nobody have ever seen God. Only those who, only the one who is in God's arms will show him.
意思就是神的表达，神的显明来到这个世上，让人可以更具体的认识神。
That is to say, God's showing, God's expression.God's explanations in this world so that we can know him better.
所以约翰福音第一章第一节说太初有道道与神同在道就是神。
Therefore, in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning there is word. The word is with God. The word is God.
那同样一位作者这个约翰在约翰一书称这位道是生命之道。
The same author, Apostle John, in 1 John, he also called this as the word of life.
所以生命之道指的不是关于生命的一些道理。
Therefore, the word of life is not trying to say the meaning of love.Life.
也不是一些途径方法。
It's also not talking about some ways or methods for life.
而是指的那位将生命阐释、表达、显明出来的那一位。
But it's talking about the one who explains, who expresses, who shows.
约翰为了帮助他的读者知道认识这位生命之道有多么重要，他特别提到这生命之道有几方面的特色。
John wants to help us to know this word of life, to know it well. He uses different ways to explain or to describe the word.
首先，它是从起初原有的，它原与父同在。
First, the word it was with God. It was the word was in the beginning.
这就与约翰福音一章一节所讲的是一样的。
And this is the same as what was mentioned in 1 John chapter 1.
其次，它已经显现出来，且显现于我们。
Secondly, it's already shown. It's shown to us.
这也与刚刚读过约翰福音第一章14-18节前后呼应。
And this also echoes with what was written in 1 John verse 14 and 18.
然后第三，还要强调这生命是永远的。
Thirdly, John also said that this word is forever.
这又回应了圣经里面一句很有名的话。
This also echoes the Bible verse that we know very well.
我们一同来念约翰福音三章十六节。
Let's read together for John 3:16.
用中文、英文都可以。
Chinese English is fine.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。我们今天在座的人多半都还很年轻。
Most of us are still pretty young.
可能比较关心的是未来几十年功成名就的事情。
So you may care more about in the next few decades how you're going to be successful.
不太关心，哎呀，有没有永生这回事。
So you probably do not care very much about whether there's eternity.
但是历史上曾经有多少位名人在功成名就之后感叹不能活得更长。
But do we know that how many of those famous people, when they are they become famous and successful, they actually sigh about why they can live much longer?
比如说，统一中国又建造万里长城的秦始皇。
For example, the empire who united China and also built the Great Wall, Empire Qin. Emperor Qin.
他不是派人还去东洋为他寻找长生不老的仙丹吗？
And then he asked his servant to search for the everlasting medicine for him.
历史上像他一样曾经积极采取行动寻找不死之药的人岂是少数？
Don't we see that there are numerous people in the history who are doing the same thing and seeking the medicine that can make them have eternal life?
那像我们这种没有能力、没有财力采取行动，却有同样梦想的人，恐怕是不止千千万万吧。
And for those of us who do not have the money or the power to have people to look for such a medicine for us, don't we have such a dream as well?
而圣经讲的永生跟这些梦想有很大的差别。
However, the kind of eternal life that was talked about in the Bible is completely different from what was talking about in the history.
世人想的永生是自己的生命不死，永永远远的活下去。
People in this world, when they talk about eternal life, they're thinking about my life cannot die. I want to live on this earth forever.
而圣经讲的永生，却是神把一个属神的新生命赐给我们，放在我们里面。
However, the eternal life that was mentioned in the Bible was talking about the kind of the new life that was that belongs to God and was given by God, was given to us.
让我们靠着这个新生命，能够跨越肉体的死亡而进入永恒。
So that with this new life that's given to us, we can go beyond our body, which was going to perish, and then go into eternal life.
在约翰一书的末了五章十一节十二节，约翰说。
In First John, the end of First John chapter 5, verses 11 to 12.
让我们也来念这两节。
Let's also read these two verses together.
从这个，神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。让我用一个很不完全的例子做比方。
I'm going to use an example which may not be completely perfect.
就好像有一个人他的心脏有严重的问题。
For example, if a person who has a very serious problem with his heart,
在有限的时日之内一定会衰竭。
So his heart will fail within a certain time.
如果不换心的话，等到心脏坏死，整个人就活不下去了。
If you do not change this heart and get a new one, you will eventually die.
那假想说这个人，哎呀，是想一直活下去。
Let's say this person, he does want to live forever.
但是他非常有个性。
But then he's very cool.
他拒绝接受一颗新的心。
He does not want to receive a new heart.
他偏偏只肯用他那颗时日无多、必然会坏死的心。
And he only want to keep his own heart, which was failing.
你想他最后的结果是什么？
What do you think the end of the story is going to be?
神所赐的新生命就好像一颗新的心一样。
So the new life from God is like a new heart.
在于每个人愿意接受还是拒绝。
So it depends on you whether you want to receive it or reject it.
这个机会并不会永远都在那里的。
This opportunity is not there forever.
等到你自己的心脏停止跳动就没有机会了。
Because when your own heart stops beating, then there's no more chance.
而且这样的决定绝对是做得越早越好。
And especially this kind of decision was it's better to make this kind of decision the earlier the better.
能够带给你更大的健康。
Because it can bring you more health.
不是拖到这个衰弱的心脏已经把整个身体弄得更加衰老更加软弱了才来考虑换。
You don't wait until this heart is failing so badly that it makes your health deteriorate badly, And then you decide to receive a new heart.
当然这个比方很不完全。
And this is not a perfect example.
更正确的来说，神要我们换的不只是一颗心，而是我们整个生命。
More precisely, because God does not only want us to renew our heart, but renew our entire body.
因为我们整个身体都是渐渐衰老败坏，必然会死。
Because our entire body will gradually deteriorate and we will surely die.
我们的灵魂也是因着罪处在与神隔绝的光景当中。
Our soul and our spirit also is in sin, so that we will eventually deteriorate and die and be separated from God.
但是接受神所赐的新生命可以让我们的灵与魂都得着更新，得着健康，而且进入永恒。
If we receive the new life from God, then our entire body will be renewed and will be healthier and will be closer to God.
所以五章十二节说，人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
That's why in 1 John chapter 5 says that he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
也许有些朋友听到这句话会觉得太绝对，一时难以接受。
Some people among us, when they hear this, they may think that this is very difficult to understand.
但是希望你起码记得，约翰写这封信是语重心长地说这些话。
But I ask you to remember, when John wrote these verses, he was writing this sincerely.
他盼望所有的人都不要轻看这件事情的重要性。
And he really wants us to take his words seriously.
他多么盼望所有的人都听得进他的劝勉，愿意来认识这位生命之道。
And he really hoped that everybody who hears his words will understand it, and then who will be willing to get to know God.
好，约翰在第三节说，他写这段话的第二大目的是要更多的人与他们这些已经认识生命之道的人相交。
Secondly, when John wrote this letter, his second purpose was to let more people to have fellowship with people who knew him.
这边相交这个希腊字是 koinonia.
Here, when we talk about fellowship, in Greek is koinonia.
英文圣经多半用 fellowship 来翻。
In English, it was mostly translated into fellowship.
这也就是为什么我们教会里面有一个一个组，我们通常称它是 fellowship.
That's why in our church, when we have groups of people gathered together for various things, we call it fellowships.
像在主日崇拜的聚会当中，方式比较是台上台下的。
During Sunday worship, it's more of the people up front, the people in the congregation.
我们会众之间的互动很有限。
So the interaction between congregation is limited.
那在主日崇拜之外，另外有周间的团契聚会。目的就是让大家有更多的 koinonia.
So besides Sunday worship, there are fellowships time during the week, and the purpose of those is for people to have more koinonia.
那这个字的原意是大家一起共享，在各方面彼此分享，相互有深入的交往。
And this word means to share together or to share with each other and to knowDeeper with each other.
值得注意的是，约翰在讲到人与人之间的 koinonia 之前，他先强调他们自己是认识生命之道的人。
So here we have to pay attention to when John talked about koinonia. Before he talked about that, he emphasizes that he is a person who already know the word of life.
在第一节他说，这生命之道是我们所听见。所看见，亲眼看过，亲手摸过的。
Because here, he said that this word of life is something that we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched.
他的意思是他自己和另外一些门徒曾经亲自跟随这位道成肉身的生命之道，耶稣基督。
He's trying to say that he himself and the other apostles, themselves have seen this, and they have followed this word become flesh, this word of life.
他们亲耳听过耶稣的教导。
And They have heard with their own ears the words from Jesus.
他们亲眼看过他的所作所为。
They have seen with their own eyes what he has done.
甚至亲手摸过耶稣的手和身体。
And they have even touched with their own hands Jesus and his hands.
在二节、三节，他又再次重复说，这是他亲耳听见、亲眼看见的。
In verse 2 and 3,He repeated again that this is something that he has heard with his own ears and he has seen with his own eyes.
然后在第三节的末了，他说：“我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。”
And at the end of verse 3, he says that and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
好，这个最后一句话的“我们”包含了谁？等一下我会讨论。
And when he talks about our or we,who are these people? We'll talk about it later.
可以肯定的是，约翰和其他跟随耶稣的门徒是包含在内的。
And we can be sure that John himself and other followers of Jesus are included.
所以约翰说，我们不只是知道耶稣是生命之道。
Therefore, John is saying that we do not only know that Jesus is the Word of Life.
不只知道神的存在。
And they do not only know that God exists.
我们还实实在在地经历得到与父神还有耶稣基督有 koinonia, 有 fellowship, 有相交。
And they actually physically experience the relationship with God the Father and Jesus. They have koinonia, they have fellowship with them.
需要讲得更清楚的是，约翰讲的并不是生理、心理上单方面的相交。
So when John was talking about it, he's not talking about just psychologically you have the relationship.
比如说有的人非常的尊崇孔子。
For example, a lot of people, they respect Confucius a lot.
读论语的时候会越读越有味道，对孔子的想法有越来越深的体会。
So when you read about his philosophy, you really feel and totally agree with what he was talking about.
又或者有人非常仰慕毛主席，读毛语录的时候会感觉与毛主席邻里有相交。
Some people, they actually admire Chairman Mao a lot, and when they read about his words, they feel like their spirit are connected with him.
这些都是人确实会有的感受。
This indeed might be real experiences of us.
也的确是某种形式的交流。
This is also some kind of communication.
但那并不是约翰在这里讲的 koinonia 相交。
But this is not what John was talking about, the kind of koinonia John was talking about.
他讲的相交是神确实客观的存在。
When he talked about it, he was talking about this actual existence of this objective relationship with God.
让认识他的人在生活当中确实与他有双向的相交。
So the people who know him will have mutual relationship.
所以约翰知道他祷告的时候不是一厢情愿的在对空气说话。
So John knows that when he prays, he's not just talking to the air.
而是有那位无所不知又无所不在的神在聆听他的祷告。
But he knows that this Almighty God is there and listen to his words.
甚至在祷告当中引导他的思想将神的心意显明出来。
So then during his prayer, God will guide his thought and then reveal his will to John.
同样的，当他感受到神的爱的时候，不是出自自己的幻想。
And also, when John was experienced God's love, this is not his hallucination.
而是如圣经所说的，确实是神的灵在工作。
But this is as what was said in the Bible. This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
把神的爱从上头浇灌下来，成为人的鼓励和帮助。
So that God's love actually was poured.In our heart, so then we can be encouraged.
因为约翰亲身经历与神相交的甜美与宝贵。
Because John experienced the sweetness of a fellowship with God.
他写信给一群人，邀请他们来与这位生命之道来相交。
So that he,
来与这些已经认识生命之道的人相交。
So that he write this letter to encourage people to have fellowship with those who already know God.
好让这些人也都来更深的认识生命之道。
So that these people, they also can know God.
两千年来的教会历史就是信仰传承的历史。
So the 2,000 years of the church history is the history of the passing on of the faith.
认识生命之道的人 一个传一个。
Those who know of the word of life, they pass it on to another.
跨越国家、民族、语言、文化、肤色。
So then this goes on one by one, and this is, transcends countries and people and language and cultures and even your skin color.
也跨越教育背景、社会地位。
And this transcends your educational background or your social status.
今天教会的一大使命就是信仰的传承。
So then today, one of the missions of church is to pass on your faith.
信主比较多年、对主认识比较深的人，不断地邀请信主时间较短、对主不认识、不深的人来多一有多一点的 koinonia 团契。
So for those who know God, longer, who know God better, they will invite those who do not know God as well, to come together, so then they can have koinonia, so then they can know God better.
同样的，我们也不断邀请还不认识神的慕道朋友来与我们相交。
So then we also invite those who do not know God.
希望能够帮助更多的人也来认识这个生命之道。
So then they can also have fellowship with us, and they also will know God.
当然，约翰写信的目的并不是只要让别人只与他们相交。
So when John writes this letter, he not only want others to know those who know God.
不是要别人一直只能够透过他们来认识神。
So he's not trying to make others to through them to know God.
他的第三大目的很显然是要帮助人直接与生命之道有亲密而且深入的相交。
The third purpose of his writing this letter is to help others to have fellowship directly with the Word of God.
二十多年前，我还是一位慕道的朋友。
More than two decades ago, I was still a seeker.
我记得那时候我跟基督徒在一起查圣经的时候，神对我来说是完全的抽象。
So when I was doing Bible study with people from the fellowship, to me, God is a very abstract idea.
不管基督徒怎么说，我难以相信神是我可以经历得到，是我可以直接相交的。
No matter how they discuss and teach me, I still think that this is really difficult to have any kind of direct relationship with God.
甚至到了我凭着信心打开心门接受主之后，仍然有一个初信的阶段。
So even after I accepted Jesus Christ by faith, I still have there's a period of time that I think that's difficult.
我是凭着信心接受属灵长辈们的带领。
So for me, I accept the guidance from the spiritual elders by faith.
我学习读圣经，学习祷告，学习参与侍奉，学习操练奉献。
I learn to read the Bible. I learn to pray. I learn to serve. I also learn to offer.
有一两年的时间，我灵命成长的帮助主要是来自于与成熟基督徒的相交，而不是与主直接的相交。
So there's a couple of years.Where my growth in God is through the fellowship with those who know Him, not through my own direct relationship with God.
并不是说我从来不曾有主观的感动。
It's not saying that I have never been touched by God.
或是从来没有尝到与神相交甜美的一些时刻。
I'm also not saying that I have never experienced the sweetness of direct relationship with God.
只是那些还是零零散散的感觉不踏实。
However, these feelings are far and few in between, and it's not really real with me.
但是随着灵命渐渐的成长，
However, as I grow in God,
与主直接相交成为越来越实在，也是越来越稳定的日常生活体验。
The experience of directly fellowshipping with God becomes more and more real and more of a daily experience.
主是真实的，圣经的话语也是真实的。
God is real. God's words, the Bible, is also real.
不但真实，而且会让人觉得与主相交是一个很甜美、很蒙福的事。
And it's not only real, it also makes me feel that to fellowship with God is a sweet and a blessed fact.
我们一同来念第三节这个律字的部分。
Let's read verse 3 together.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。 我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。这一节里面的同两个我们，很显然指的是约翰和其他跟随过耶稣的门徒。
The we in the beginning of this verse is talking about John and other apostles.
但是最后一句的我们，刚刚讲过，有不止一个可能的解释。
However, the other we at the latter part of this verse has different explanations.
一种解释是跟前面两个我们一样，只限于约翰和那些亲眼见过耶稣的门徒。
So some people said that the we over here is talking about just John and those who have seen Jesus with their own eyes.
另一种解释范围就比较大。
The other explanation has a wider range.
整句的意思就是你们与我们相交，我们大家在一起的相交是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
So here to say, you fellowship with us, and all of us together, we will fellowship with God and His Son Jesus Christ.
无论如何，我们可以很确定，约翰写这封信的目的是要帮助大家都与主有直接的相交。
So whichever explanations you would like to take, we are sure to say that the purpose of this letter from John is to help us so that we can have direct relationship with God.
我们再一起来念第四节。
Let's read verse 4 together.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。大家注意到，中文圣经有小字说，有古卷记的是使我们的喜乐充足。
Here, in the Chinese translation, it is talking about some of the old scriptures. Is that it makes it us rather than yours?
意思是说，在现在找到的圣经的手抄本当中。有一些记得是使你们的喜乐充足，有些记得是使我们的喜乐充足。
So there's to say that from those we found in the old scrolls, that some of those are written as ours, some of those are written as yours, our joy or your joy.
这边顺便提一下这个经文鉴别学。
And here I would like to also talk a little bit about how do you say this?
I don't know. Maybe,
maybe text, the study of
text criticism. I don't know.
Okay.
这是一门严谨的学术。
So this is a very serious study.
对于任何一本原著年代久远的书籍，都会遇到手抄本与手抄本之间会有一些差异。
Because for any book that has a long history, we will see that there's a subtle differences between one written copies to the next written copies.
学者们会要考虑多方面的因素。
So then the scholars, they have to take a lot of factors into account.
比如说哪一个手抄本离原著的时间或地理位置比较近。
For example, they have to look at which copy is closer in time and location with the original copy.
或者是这样记载的手抄本的数量有多少。
Or they have to put into consideration how many copies there are.
无论如何，这边是学者们照着他们的分析判断之后，选择了哪一个比较是正确的。
So over here, this is the result of the studies from the scholars when they put all these factors into account.
但是还是很严谨客观地指出，有可能是照另外一些手抄本所记的。
So they decided that this could be to make complete your joy. However, some of the scholars still, after serious studies, they think that it might also be make our joy complete.
很有意思的是，圣经学者还参考约翰写的另外几封书信。
What is more interesting is that some of the Bible scholars, they also read other literatures from John.
结果发现这两方面都可能会是约翰讲的话。
And then found out that either yours or ours are all possible ways that John could say.
其实从我们自己教会当中的实际经验来看，两方面的体验也都有。
And also from our experiences from our church, it could also be possible either way.
我们教会的众同工们一直主动邀请所有弟兄姐妹和慕道朋友更多的与我们彼此相交。
Co-workers from our church always invite people and seekers or people who don't know them to fellowship with us.
为的是让众人更深认识神。
So that they can help others to know God better.
为的是让众人更深体验与主相交的喜乐。
so that they can help other people to experience and to complete their joy in God.
从这个角度来说，是使你们的喜乐充足。
So from this perspective, it should be said as to make your joy complete.
但是我相信所有同工都有同样的体验。
However, I am sure that all co-workers from our church will have such experience.
就是看到我们帮助的弟兄姐妹和慕道朋友生命有改变，他们有喜乐之后，我们自己也有说不出来的喜乐。
That is when we see those who we invited start to experience the joy in God, we start to have a joy in God for them.
所以我自己到外地开会或度假的时候、啊、常常会觉得机会难得，就抽一些时间去探望一些住在那附近的一些校友。
So whenever I travel for a conference or a meeting or a vacation, I feel like these are the rare opportunities that I have to visit brothers and sisters who once are in our church.
比如说我去年二三月经过北京。
For example, last year in January, in February and March, I went to Beijing.
我拨出时间与四批校友见面。
I spent time with four groups of alumni.
里面几位是在我们教会受洗的。
And some of those actually were baptized in our church.
有的时候是我们请他们吃饭。
Sometimes we invite them for a meal.
有的时候是别人坚持请我们吃饭。
Sometimes they insist that they pay for the meal.
有的时候是在校园里面喝杯茶。
Sometimes we just have a cup of tea together.
有的是在机场喝杯咖啡。
Sometimes we have a cup of coffee at the airport.
有比如说去年十二月，就一个月前，我们去洛杉矶，我母亲家里休假。
Last month in December of last year, we went to Los Angeles to visit my relatives.
其中一天在大雨当中开了几十分钟去探望十多年前在我们教会聚会的一对夫妇。
And one of the days we drove in heavy rain to visit alumni from our church more than 20 years ago.
又有一天又开了四十多分钟去探望即将从神学院毕业的校友。和众家弟兄和他的太太小孩。
And another day, we also drove for more than 40 minutes to visit one of the alumni from Cornell, who is now studying in seminary, and who also was married and had a child.
我们乐意做这些事。
We're happy to do this.
因为在主里面与他们相交，特别听到主怎么样带领他们一点一点成长，真是让我们的喜乐。更加充足。
Because we fellowship with them, and we also know about how God have led them in their lives, and then that make our joy complete.
所以神在这个小城设立这个奉耶稣基督之名聚会的小教会，为的就是信仰的传承。
Therefore, we have to know that God establishes this church in His own name in this town is for us to pass on our faith.
在今天看的约翰一书一章一到四节里面，我们看到约翰讲他心中的三个愿望。
So in today's scripture, in 1 John chapter 1 verses 1 to 4, we see three wishes from John.
第一是要他的读者们能够认识耶稣是那生命之道。
First, he wants the audience to know the word of life.
第二是要他的读者们与约翰这些使徒们彼此相交。
And the second, he wants the audience to have fellowship with John and other apostles.
第三是盼望读者们与耶稣那生命之道有直接而且更深入的相交。
And thirdly, he also would like the audience to have a direct relationship with Jesus and have a deeper relationship with Jesus.
今天我们教会所有的聚会以及一切所做的也都是指向这三个目标。
So today, all the things that we do in this church, we also would like to have these three points as our goals.
在这学习当中，以约翰一书为主来讲一系列的信息，也是为了同样的目的。
So in this semester, we will also talk about messages according to 1 John, and we also have the same goal.
我真的是很诚实的说，我非常感激二十多年前有一群基督徒。
And I have to say honestly that more than two decades ago, there are a group of Christians.
他们不在乎我对福音没兴趣，不在乎我跟他们查经的时候常常态度很不好。
And they They don't care that I am not interested in the gospel, and they do not care that when I join them, I do not have good attitudes.
他们一直邀请我与他们相交，后来带领我信主。
They continue to invite me to have fellowship with them, and they led me to Christ.
我也十分感激，在我出信的头几年，又有另外一群基督徒。
And I also thank God that in the beginning years after I accepted Jesus Christ, there is another group of Christians.
虽然我刚开始不太追求。
They helped me because in the beginning I wasn't seeking seriously.
曾经十分软弱，而且缺点多多。
And I had been weak and I have had a lot of shortcomings.
但他们锲而不舍地邀请我与他们相交。一步一步的带领我在灵命成长的道路上渐渐走稳了。
They also persistently invite me to have fellowship with them, and step by step they help me and led me to grow in spirit and to be strong in spirit.
我也十分感激一路上一直有一些属灵的长辈和爱主的弟兄姐妹们不断的扶持我、激励我。
I'm also very appreciative of the brothers and sisters and some of the spiritual leaders who are still helping me to have fellowship with them so that I can be helped and encouraged.
当然还有一件事情让我十分感激的，就是始终有机会和这么多慕道的朋友和弟兄姐妹们彼此相交。
And the other thing that I am really appreciative of is also for the opportunity to have fellowship with so many seekers and new believers.
虽然看起来啊，我们中间的关系好像是我这个做牧师的在带领别人。
And on the outside, it may look like me as a pastor, I am leading these people.
实际上，我打从心里感谢神，让我从与大家的相交上得到许多喜乐。
However, I really thank God to give me this opportunity, so that from my fellowship with you, I can have my joy complete.
所以，深愿我们都接受约翰的邀请。
So I hope that we can all accept the invitation from John.
珍惜神给我们的机会。
We cherish the opportunity that God gave us.
都来追求认识这位生命之道。
So that we can seek to know the word of God.
都来更多的彼此相交。
And then we fellowship with each other more.
也都来更深的直接与主相交。
And we more deeply directly relationship, the fellowship with God.
我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a song together.
我生命中最美的事是认识你，我生命中最美的事是认识你，我愿多认识你，我愿多认识你，我生命中最美的事是认识你。Still verse 1, English. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. The greatest thing.In all my life is knowing you. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing. 弟兄第二节 brother.我生命中最美的事是亲爱你，我生命中最美的事是亲爱你，一起 together， 我愿多亲爱你，我愿多亲爱你，我生命中最美的事是亲爱姐妹。第三节 verse 3 sister。我生命中最美的事是你。我生命中最美的事是。 together 一起来。我愿多侍奉你，我愿多侍奉你，我生命中最美的事是侍奉。Verse four together 第四节一起唱。我生命中最美的事是赞美你，我生命中最美的事是赞美你，我愿多赞美你，我愿多赞美你，我生命中最美的事是赞美。我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们恳求你把约翰所经历的祝福赐给我们每一位。
Lord, we ask you to give us the blessing that you have mentioned in the book of Bible.
让我们都认识这生命之道。
So that we can know the word of life.
让我们在主里面彼此相交。
So that we can fellowship with each other in God.
也让我们与生命之道有更深的相交。
So then we also know the word of God more.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们现在先欢迎温迪加入主的肢体与我们彼此相交。
Let's first welcome Wendy to be in.